I stepped off the bus into 3 fucking feet of snow. I was the only one on the bus, and the driver had laughed viciously when he slammed the door to the bus and roared off in a cloud of diesel fumes. The building I was looking at was old, white, covered with snow. It looked vaguely familiar, and there was a path carved through the snow which went from 3 feet where I was standing to over my head. Holy Christ. What did I get myself into? 3 rapid-fire explosions shook the trees and caused flakes of snow to drift down from their nearly bare branches. I looked around, but no signs of where it came from. Sighing, I grabbed my duffel out of the snow and headed through the carved snow channel into the building. While I was walking, there was another set of explosions. That would explain why all the snow was on the ground, but the branches of the trees were bare. And inside the building wasn't much warmer, but at least Class A's were warm. I had on my nice, shiny E2 rank, awarded for excellence during the AIT, and was all giddy and proud of myself. It took a while of wandering around, but I found a woman who offered to call my unit and have them send someone down to get me. She told me that I'll be in the cantina in the building, and then she showed me where it was. She commented on my wedding ring, telling me that post-housing is at a premium. The nearest town is a little over 4 miles from my post. It's great. I'm in Sleepy Fucking Hollow. It's no biggie. I joined up to avoid a nightly ass-pounding in jail. Not to say that I wasn't going to join anyway. It's just... I ended up in the custody of the U.S. Army a bit earlier than planned. So I was sitting there, eating nachos, drinking a soda, when this guy showed up. Looked shit-ass miserable, wearing Mickey Mouse boots, a fucking parka, and cold weather trousers. "You monkey?" he asked, moving over to the radiator and standing over it. Yeah. You from the unit? "Yep. Finish up your nachos," he told me. He then went over and ordered a beer. He sat down across from me, cracked open it, and took a long pull off of it, then belched. "Who'd you piss off to end up here?" he asked me. Nobody. I was actually assigned here after AIT. Everyone else going to Germany, and they had orders for 21st replacements, and I had orders for here," I told him. "Why? What's so bad except the snow?" "Counting you and me, the unit's total now sits at 18 people," he grunted. "You had to piss someone off." 18. As in 10 plus 8, I thought. The thought boggled my mind. "Yeah. The other 200 are supposed to be along in the next few months. You think that's fucked up? Wait till you see our barracks." He finished off his beer, snagged a couple of my last nachos, then stood up and buttoned his parka. "Let's go, kid." I caught his rank when he grabbed his cold weather cap off the table. E4. He looked about 9,000 years old. I silently followed him outside into a Chevy Blazer, which he fired up, and we pulled out into the streets. "Now it gets cold here around August. There's usually snow on the ground by late September, and it stays till about March or April, from what I've heard from guys who've been here," he told me. "Most of the buildings were built by the Nazis in World War II, for example. Our barracks were built in the 1930s and refurbished last month. Here, let me grab your TA-50 so you have your cold weather gear. I don't want you to freeze to death in the middle of the night." I nodded, followed him in. We rousted a German guy reading a porn magazine to give me my equipment. He didn't make me sign anything. Didn't even have a list. He just handed me all this shit and waved us out the door. "Don't they keep accountability?" I asked, throwing the second duffel bag full of gear into the back of the CUCV. "Why? Nobody gives a shit about us or this place. DOD couldn't give a shit less what we did out here. You can literally murder someone out here. And maybe, just maybe. They might give a shit enough to send someone to investigate it if it's an officer. It's winter, chalked up to cabin fever. Hell, last week the engineering company lost 2 guys. Nobody knows where they went. Since no vehicles are missing and they left their cold weather gear behind, we figure they're dead. We'll probably find them in the summer." Oh, Lord Jesus, where did I end up? We were driving for a good 25 minutes, left post, and were on the range roads. We passed a corner that warned that in the last year, 22 troops had been killed by taking the corner too fast. Given the way the CUCV leaned when we took the corner, that didn't surprise me. Finally, we pulled up to a three-story white building. It was starting to get dark. Only a handful of lights were on. We went inside and I noticed that it was warm in there. The first time since I left Frankfurt.
"Hey Carter, this is Private Monkey. Needs a room and some linen,"
the guy said. And the specialist behind the desk opened up the box on the wall, pulled out a key while the PFC opened a closet and grabbed a sheet set, two wool blankets, and a pillow. They handed it all over to me before going back to watch some fucking show on this little TV. My guide walked me upstairs, down the second hall of the building, through the double doors. He stopped to look around. He shivered.
"There's only you in the whole section. Some of us sleep in the day room for comfort," he told me, pointing at my door.
"Why?" I asked, unlocking it and pushing it open. It smelled of paint and sawdust. Something else. Something that gave me goosebumps.
"Yeah, you'll see."
He dug in his parka and pulled out a bottle of tequila, which he handed to me.
"Stay warm, kid. When you wake up, go ahead and come down to the day room. We got an officer today, but right now, we don't have formation or anything like that."
I nodded dumbly, completely confused. This is the army? This is regular army? This is active duty? What the fuck? The door slammed. And suddenly, it felt like the room had gone shadowed, despite the fact that the light was on. Okay. Shower and bathroom to my left, lockers to my right, short hallway, exactly as long as the embedded wall lockers were long. Fairly large room with a radiator, refrigerator, two desks, two dressers, two set of bunk beds. I walked over, turned on the radiator, and listened to the clanking and thumping, other noises the radiators made. Looking outside the window, I could see fencing with rolls of razor wire on top and guard towers. Empty. Nothing in the huge lot, no movement in the towers. Turning away from the window, I drew the curtains to help the room warm and began putting my stuff away. Everyone else in my AIT was sent to places like Umatilla, Blackbriar Creek, Redstone Arsenal, Johnston Atoll. I was sent to a fucking place that didn't even have a goddamn name. That wasn't even up to full strength. I began to suspect that the RDA after the unit name meant reactivated, since we may or may not even have an officer. I went to bed. It was cold, but I was used to that from juvie. I woke up shivering, cold as shit under my blankets. There's someone in my room. I could feel their presence. I didn't move, didn't open my eyes. Tried to focus on the person. I kept my breathing the same, but the air was ice cold and made me cough and sit up. My room was pitch black, it was freezing cold. Swung off the top bunk. When my feet hit the floor actually had fucking ice on it. What the fuck? I stumbled over, still positive someone is in the room with me, and I fumbled for the light switch. I wasn't anyone's punk, okay? If there was someone in here with like a hard dick in their hand, I was gonna bust open their skull. My room was empty. There was frost above where my head had been. And there was frost on the floor. I could still feel someone watching me. And whoever it was fucking hated me. Cold and completely unnerved. I gathered up my blankets, grabbed my key, and I left the room. The hallway was dark and cold. And I was in my socks and woolen long johns. My breath plumed out in front of me. In the light of the few lights that were on, I walked the length of the hallway, pushed through the double doors, and eventually went down the stairs. Not all the way down. There was another landing below, but a hand-painted sign read, "Day Room, CQ Area," on the second floor landing. I pushed through the door. I found myself in the same room that I originally entered the building through. The specialist was leaning back in a chair, dozing, and the PFC was reading a book. I could hear snoring from another room, and dragging my blanket, I went in there. There were 15 people in the room, all of them huddle up in chairs, their blankets wrapped around them. I dropped my shit in an empty chair and I went back to the CQ area. "Hey, why is it so cold?" I asked the PFC. He looked up and looked around.
The furnace probably went out.
Why the fuck did the furnace go out?
Nobody loaded the coal in since probably early yesterday.
Why the fuck not? I asked. He smiled, like he knew a secret. He reached up, grabbed the key, came up to the desk. Taking a piece of paper, he sketched out what I figured was a map of the building.
"Okay, we're right here. Go down that hall through the double doors, go through the first door on your left, go down the stairs, and exit the stairwell. There'll be two doors on your left, mailboxes, and a single door to your right. Go through the first door to your left, use that key, go all the way to the back of that room, you'll find the furnace and a mound of coal that you could shovel in it.
Open the furnace, load up the coal, use a can of gasoline to wet down the coal, light it up, and come back."
He pointed everything out on the map, and I suddenly realized he was talking a coal furnace.
What the fuck? I'm familiar with them. The house my father owned on the West Coast had a coal furnace. I nodded, and he handed me a key and a flashlight before going back to his book. Grumbling, I went back upstairs to my room, dressed, grabbed gloves, and went back down to the CQ area. I didn't say anything, but I was positive that there was still someone in my room. The hair on the back of my neck wouldn't stay down. So I followed his directions to the bottom floor. I noticed one thing he'd forgotten to tell me. That there was a door that would lead outside, but it was locked and chained shut. And the chain is fairly new. Curious, I unlocked the door and swung it open. Holy shit. A bare dirt floor and an unfinished ceiling stretched out into the darkness. There was an interesting smell. I could hear a heavy, labored breathing noise in the darkness. The goosebumps and heebie-jeebies that had faded while I was walking through the building came back in full force. I was glad I was fully dressed. I stepped into the room onto the dirt floor and walked in the dark. I passed the source of the heavy breathing and turned to look for it. An old electric water heater sat there, massive and ominous in the puddle of illumination from the flashlight. I could see where the pipe fittings were leaking steam, making the wheezing, heavy sounds of breath. The air wasn't warm or moist, it was still cold, but I could see the glitter of frost on the walls around those loose pipe joints. Ugh, I wasn't in the army. There was no way this could be the 80s army. Somehow I'd ended up in the 1950s. I heard a skittering behind me, and I whirled around, flashlight held close, a pair of beady eyes glaring at me from the darkness. I felt the cold shiver down my back and realized that I didn't belong down here. That something down here didn't like us. Didn't want us in the building, or it wanted us gone, wanted us to leave. It wanted us to die. The eyes suddenly moved forward, revealing themselves to be of a huge rat, easily as long as my forearm with its tail. It rushed me, mouth open, eyes bright. "Fuck you," I yelled, took a step forward, and kicked the ugly motherfucker back into the darkness. Made a crunching sound and an aborted shriek. I backed up slowly, not fully in possession of my faculties, not even aware that I was backing away from the doors they wanted to escape out of. And my back hit the far wall and the shovel against the wall fell to the dirt. I screamed. I discovered in basic training and AIT that my voice carried. This time, however, a yell that could have been heard across an FTX firefight just fell flat without even an echo. I was nearly bald, but my hair was standing straight up. I could hear crunching sounds out in the darkness. My fertile imagination conjured up ghouls, pushing up from the dirt, gnawing on bones of past interlopers. Spinning around, I saw an honest-to-God kerosene lamp. My hands shaking, I clipped the flashlight to my chest and fumbled through lighting the lantern. I had my back to that cavernous room, and I was nearly sobbing with the knowledge that things were closing in on me. Things that wanted sweet, warm flesh to gnaw. The lantern provided a dim bubble of warm light, and I could see the glint of metal off my right. Sure as shit, it was a furnace. That did nothing to ease my feelings, though. The furnace was big, it was black, and an old Nazi insignia was visible above the furnace door. The sight of it made my blood run cold. My imagination supplied screams coming from that furnace as I stared at it. It wasn't a furnace. It was a huge black beast lying dormant that demanded living sacrifices to be fed into its maw. Fuck. It's a goddamn furnace. This is a fucking basement, and this place is a shithole, I growled up, feeling anger well up to replace my fear. I was a goddamn soldier. A killer Uncle Sam had ordered, forged in order to kill motherfuckers, and I wasn't going to be afraid of a fucking furnace, an ugly dead rat, some goddamn darkness. I pulled open the door to the furnace, located the coal pile, and I began shoveling coal into the furnace, just like that fuckhead PFC who sent me down here for a laugh at my expense and told me to do. Poured gasoline on the coal, and I lit it up. I then located the feed chute and loaded it. Came as no surprise, the feed chute was full of cobwebs. These guys had just been shoveling coal into the grate, lighting it up. As a final fuck you, I took the shovel, I knocked the Nazi emblem off the fucking furnace. Fuck those dead motherfuckers. Holding the lantern, I walked the length of the basement, ignoring the little noises. That breathing, that hot water heater, the gnawing noise, Mr. Ugly Rat's relatives feasting on his corpse, and those footsteps behind me, they were echoes. Wait. What? I stopped suddenly. I heard the footsteps continue on for another step or two. I won't look behind me. I won't run. Monsters aren't real. I won't run. Monsters aren't real. I won't look behind me. Monsters aren't real. Monsters aren't. Fuck it. Run for your life. I hit the door, kicked it open like it was a movie, and slammed out into the hallway. I pushed the door shut and held it, shaking and sweating. As I was locking it, I heard a tapping noise, but refused to open it. Cocksuckers! Hope they like it in there, I growled. I blew out the lantern, I set it by the door, and then retraced my steps back to the CQ area. I glanced in, but counted 15 people still sleeping. The specialist was still there, still dozing, but the PFC was missing. Good. Fucker won't freeze to death. But I'll let him stay down there till morning. Fucking prick. Oh, dude, you're back! I heard from behind my back. I jumped and spun around. The bathroom door was closing, and the PFC stood in front of me. Damn, you were almost gone an hour. I was starting to think that we'd, have to mount a rescue mission for you. Did you go in? Yeah. I reloaded the coal. The radiator should start heating up any time. It was starting to dawn on me. Nobody had been playing jokes on me. Nobody had been fucking. Oh, nice, Private. In the last 2 months, nobody's managed to do it. Most of us won't even go down there, EFC told me. I nodded dumbly. So it wasn't my imagination, I asked? No, he told me. And he leaned in close. These barracks? Fuck. This whole fucking post? It's haunted. I felt a chill run up my back. Welcome to Germany. You ain't seen nothing yet.